I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I mean, a lot of guys have. I mean, obviously, we don't want to see Roman. You know, it's been good for his confidence. He's made plays 2 weeks in a row. That's been encouraging as things are settling down for him. Scotty's always reliable. You know, it's a guy that never gets talked about, that a lot of trust with him, and really, more importantly, not just from the coaches, the quarterbacks. Brandon Johnson, you know, he's stepped up. It's been a good mix. I mean, I know Ben has his toe or whatever is going on there. I'm sure he can tell you about it. But, you know, Ben, had a big role for us last year. I thought he's had a good camp. And then he has a couple of young guys that have, to me, that made some plays. You know, so it's been an opportunity, right? Calvin's reps and Roman's taking advantage, and those other guys have.
Arthur Smith talking about the Steelers who have stepped up without DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin III out there. Now, DK has practiced. He just hasn't played in the preseason games. Of course, Calvin Austin III has not been out there because he's banged up. Did return to practice yesterday. Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. So you hear Arthur Smith talk about the receivers, and I do believe he believes in each and every one of those guys. However, there's a reason why Gabe Davis is flying in today to meet with the team again. And you and I believe he will be a Pittsburgh Steeler. The question for Yinz out there at 412-928-9370 is, would he complete the wide receiver room? How much better would Gabriel Davis make you feel about the receiver room than you feel right now? How much meat's left on this guy's bone? Sounds like poor phrasing there.
Yeah.
Are we excited about Gabriel Davis? Should we be excited about Gabriel Davis? Should we call him Gabe Davis? So many questions, Doran.
I mean, I'm not overly thrilled. I mean, but it does fill a need, and it's more, in my opinion, a need of depth than being a number two wide receiver. It's more of, oh, Skowronek's hurt, Calvin Austin's hurt, Robin Wilson is still trying to find his way. We don't know what he can be. We're happy with his progress, but we still don't know if he can be that guy. Kind of need a veteran body in there to move forward. So it's not, I'm not overly thrilled, but I like that the fact that they're trying to fill this void of wide receiver. I'm not going to say wide receiver too, but with the $36 million cap space, like, it just tells me that there's probably still something else that's out there that they're looking at.
Definitely. Because you ain't breaking the bank for Gabe Davis.
No.
He's sign him for pennies, I would think. It's not like this guy's a hot commodity out there. And I'm wondering why, though.
Because he's been hurt.
He was hurt last year, had a meniscus tear, week 11, and then that was that.
And he has some drop issues.
He does have drop issues. So does DK, by the way. And I've been hearing a lot about that at camp, that he drops some balls. Now, we know DK Metcalf's a good player. Terrell Owens, one of the best of all time, he had a lot of drop issues. So it's not the end of the world. But if you have two guys who might be your top two receivers with drop issues, could be frustrating. I don't think Gabriel Davis is a bad player. I just think he was hurt last year and didn't have the greatest year for a team that regressed in just about every single way. A quarterback that I don't know that I believe in Trevor Lawrence. They do. They're giving him one more shot with Liam Cohen, Duval. But Gabe Davis, 2023, 746 yards, 7 touchdowns. 2022, 836 yards, 7 touchdowns. Only started 4 games in 2021, but played a lot. 550 yards, 6 touchdowns. 2020, 11 starts, 16 games, 600 yards, 7 touchdowns. When this guy's been healthy, he catches touchdowns. Last season, you had George Pickens, and then nobody else caught touchdowns. I don't think he's a bad player. I think he had a bad year. And he's 26 years old.
Right.
Now, do I get super excited about him? No. But we talked about what happens if DK gets hurt like George Pickens did last year. Well, I think DK is more of an all-around route runner than fans probably give him credit for, because he's fast and big and runs under the football and can take the top off the defense. Obviously, that's a big part of his game. That's a huge part of Gabe Davis's game. So if DK were to go down, there's your field stretcher right there.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to scoff at this. I know you're not scoffing at it. It doesn't like get me six to midnight, but I do think he'd improve the room.
Yes. And then if they did have something up their sleeve where they got another significant wide receiver, you love the receiving room. I mean, I don't know who would be cut, but you know, Skowronek or Scotty Miller, or Robert Woods is out. So, I mean, think about it. DK.
They cut Rock Taylor, Dorn.
Another guy. Gabe Davis. Calvin Austin and Roman Wilson.
I mean, and if you think about it this way, too, like knowing what we know, you didn't have Roman Wilson last year. So your top three last year was George Pickens, Van Jefferson, Calvin Austin III. This year, with Gabe Davis, it would be DK Metcalf, Roman Wilson, Gabe Davis, Calvin Austin III. I do think you're significantly improved.
Yes.
From a pass catcher standpoint, too, I think your world's better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you got to factor that in, because I think Darnell Washington clearly has taken a step. I mean, we saw that seam pass touchdown he caught. I mean, that guy's 300 pounds. He's running like a deer. And then you've added Jonnu Smith, who, as we've mentioned numerous times on the show, played as much in line as he did outside the numbers last year. If you factor in everybody and you've added Gabriel Davis, you don't have the best collection of skill position guys in the league, but I don't think you've got a bad one, not by a long shot.
No, not a bad one at all. Still would like to see them get somebody else, though. Trade for somebody.
I wonder who will be out there then. Would you rather have him or the guy the Eagles traded for?
Mechie. Yep. I'd rather have Mechie.
Than Gabriel Davis?
Yep.
And are we going Gabriel or are we going Gabe?
Gabe. For some reason, there's a little part of me, Crowley, that Olave is going to be available.
Well, be careful here, because you talk about Olave, people question your journalistic integrity.
Right. You were right about it, though.
Because when I said this, I had heard the Steelers checked in on Chris Olave, I got laughed at, mocked, ridiculed, dragged through Market Square, tarred, feathered, and then it winds up, Albert Breer's like, oh, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
And then people didn't apologize, they just said, hey, look, the Steelers checked in on Chris Olave. Look, are they trying to develop Tyler Shuck? Or is he just the guy that is...
He's a stopgap.
Yeah, he's in place of the next guy.
Yep.
If he's in place of the next guy, why do you need Chris Olave?
He's in place for Nussmeier. Let's just go ahead and say it.
You think they're going to draft the LSU kid?
Yes, because his dad is on the coaching staff, I believe.
Is he really?
I think so.
So you got LSU, dad on coaching staff, New Orleans.
Yep.
I mean, I like what they got at head coach now.
Yes.
And I do think he has shown that he can get a lot out of a quarterback. And so whatever Tyler Shuck can give, I think he can get it out of him. But yeah, I do think ultimately he's a stopgap. And unless you think Chris Olave is going to be part of your future, which it's tough to say because of his concussion history, maybe you would be consider moving him. I mean, that would definitely make me tingle if you got Chris Olave. I think he's a really good player when he's healthy.
Me too.
But I don't think Gabriel Davis is a bad player, and he scored 4 touchdowns in a playoff game. Now, he's kind of one of those dudes who will, he'll pop for a game or two, make a big play for a game or two, and then kind of go into witness protection program. But he's also a good blocker, which matters to them. Ben Skowronek injured, so you start connecting dots there. But look at his yards per catch numbers. 16.6 yards per catch 2 years ago. Last year wasn't the same. 2022, 17, 16, 2021, 17 in 2020.
He's a big play receiver.
He is. And he'll knock you on your ass. Mm-hmm. Both things that they value. And if you're trying to run the ball more effectively, and you got to consider Gabriel Davis and DK Metcalf on the outside, I mean, that should open up space in the middle of the field for your tight ends. I mean, he almost might be the perfect fit, Doran, for what Arthur Smith wants to do. Clear out the middle of the field with DK Metcalf and with Gabe Davis, and then you can utilize the middle of the field with your slot guys like Roman Wilson, like Calvin Austin, and then, of course, your tight end.
You just got to hope that he's healthy and he passes, you know, the test that he's going to have to go through.
Well, and I think that's probably...
I think that's why they didn't sign him before.
Right.
He just wasn't ready. And they were like, hey, we're going to give you a call in August. Be ready.
You hope it didn't affect the speed. He's still so young.
Right.
And medicine is not where it was 20 years ago. By the way, George Pickens, big play guy, 15.3 yards per catch last year. Last time Davis was healthy, 16.6. I'm not saying he's better. I'm just saying he's a reasonable facsimile.
He had a better quarterback.
Gabe Davis?
Yep.
Slightly, yeah. I still can't believe that you're not going to... Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, at least one of them dudes ain't winning a Super Bowl. Now, at the very beginning of Gabe Davis's career, we hadn't yet seen the best of Josh Allen. So Josh, I mean, he could always throw it deep. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn on the short stuff. So Gabriel Davis, in his career, averages 16.2 yards per catch. Last year, if you just take that average, that would have put him 5th in the NFL. And he's 26. I'm coming around on this guy. Are you at 412-928-9370? More importantly, does he round out that wide receiver room? Would you feel good about the Steelers' wide receiver core if they got Gabe Davis? We'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll talk to you about this coming up next, plus Doran's thoughts on Troy Faltano that you want to hear if you missed him before.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Texter, we were talking about Gabriel Davis. Texter writes, and I miss the days when we used to get who we wanted on our team, not just who we could get on the team. Well, they did sign DK Metcalf.
Right. Jalen Ramsey.
Jonnu Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, Gabriel Davis is out there for a reason. So is Amari Cooper. Who are the other names then? Who are the other names? Terry McLaurin?
Yeah, is that who people want?
People still holding out hope for Scary Terry? Hey, look, if he gets traded and the Steelers aren't the team that trades for him, I'll criticize him for it, because that's an opportunity, man. That's a big opportunity. But unless we're talking about Terry McLaurin, who are the other potential names out there? And I like Amari Cooper. But Amari Cooper ain't blowing your socks off either. This is where they are. I still think they're better than they were last year from a pass-catching standpoint. I don't even think it's close.
Mm.
DK Metcalf and George Pickens, even if you think they're equal players, one guy's got a good attitude, the other guy's got a bad attitude. You don't have... Uh-oh. Am I going to screw up for the first time? You don't have Van Jefferson this year, so that's addition by subtraction. What?
What?
Why don't you scare me? I haven't screwed up today. We haven't had to hear this once today. We'll knock around a lot, mother bleeper. So I screwed up two times yesterday. I have screwed up. I have zero flubs today. But I'm off on Thursday, daughter's first day of kindergarten. I'm going to sob like a friggin' baby. So instead of setting the over-under this week at 8, to be fair to the process, and fair just to the philosophy here where I need to get 1% better every day, we're going to set the line at 6.
Yes.
So if I screw up 6 times...
4 more.
4 more times by the end of tomorrow's show, I will have to wear the 13-9 t-shirt on Friday.
Yes.
I think that's fair. Harry, you think that's fair to move it down too because I'm out a day this week?
Yes.
He wants to have it moved probably even more so.
Right.
I just didn't know if you actually wanted my opinion that time or not.
Would you, as we know it now and what we've seen in the last month, would you rather have the Steelers drafted Emeka Buka or Derek Harmon? Think about Emeka Buka on this roster right now.
Buka looks like he's going to be the real deal.
He's going to be the real deal. And they still would have drafted Y.A. Black and probably another D lineman at some point instead of maybe Will Howard or somebody, whoever. But would you rather have Emeka Buka as we know it right now or Derek Harmon? Derek Harmon? Okay.
Are you going to Buka?
Yeah.
You went to Brian Thomas Jr. last year.
Yes.
But you also said you think Troy Felton is going to be an all-pro this year.
That is correct.
So who would you rather have this year? Brian Thomas Jr. or Troy Felton?
Brian Thomas Jr.
More important position, you think?
More important position, and I've seen him, rack up over 800 yards and almost 8 touchdowns.
For a bad team.
For a bad team.
With a bad quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's probably going to get 1,000 yards this year, too.
I mean, I think next year you're going to wind up taking a receiver probably in round two if you draft a quarterback in round one.
Yep.
And you would flip it then. If you had a Buka this year, you would probably have to draft a tackle next year in round two. They needed to address the defensive line, and they didn't do anything, really. They threw some names at the wall in free agency. They didn't spend any big money on those guys. Turns out they could have.
They could have, right.
Because they have $36 million in cap space. I think it's a good question, but I haven't seen anything out of Harmon, sparingly, that we've seen him, that makes me think he's not going to be really good. And he had the sack in the last game. And Wyatt Black is opening eyes.
Yes, he is.
He's a SWAT machine, Doran. He looks really good to me. It's tough to count on a rookie, and they're going to have their rookie wall at some point, and you got two guys that factor into your top four on your defensive line. But I'm bullish on the defensive line right now, assuming Cam Hayward plays, and I am assuming Cam Hayward plays. Texter writes in, hey, let's try drafting and developing better. Let's do that instead of looking at resale shop items. Hey, Roman Wilson might be that guy. He might be that guy. He stretched the field. People forget. And I forgot until I was listening to Chris Carter's podcast yesterday. He ran a 4.39, did Roman Wilson.
Yeah.
On the 40.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy can run. Like, he's not the biggest dude. He's also not as small as Calvin Austin. I'm holding out hope he can be a solution here. Maybe by the end of the year, he's your number two wide receiver.
I think that, I don't know if he'll be a part of a solution.
They've had success drafting guys outside the first round. Maybe he's the next one.
Yeah.
And we just had the bad taste in our mouth last year and because of the bad start, but it seems like things are looking good for him now. Oh, it's preseason.
Yeah. I think he rolls it into the regular season, though. I think he has a decent year this year. I don't know about number two wide receiver-wise, but I think he could be a part of a solution.
Yeah. Wide receiver by committee.
Yep.
Texter, the Packers can't keep all their wide receivers. They'll release a quality one. Maybe. But I also saw they were dealing with a bunch of injury issues at wide receiver, which would throw a wrench in that whole thing. Alan Lazard was linked to the Steelers for a while. We haven't sniffed that in a long time. You're obviously Gabe Davis is coming in. Look, if you're adding Gabe Davis, you're done unless you can get a preeminent guy.
Yes.
I don't look at Alan Lazard as a better player than Gabriel Davis.
They're the same.
I don't look at Romeo Doubs as a better receiver than Gabriel Davis. If they're going to add somebody apart from Davis, it's going to be a Terry McLaurin if they can't work that out in Washington. I do think if Gabriel Davis is the last piece of the puzzle, then we're going to see. We'll get a hint on where they are in terms of a big-name guy based on whether they pay Hayward or not. Like, if they sign Gabriel Davis and then in the next couple of days we hear they rolled money forward, then that probably means they don't think they're going to get one of them
right.
Big-time Terry McLaurin type wide receiver.
Based off of what they paid Davis.
Right, because I don't know. I think you're looking at near league minimum. I think you're looking at like top some $5 million. I haven't heard that he visited anywhere else since his first tour of visits.
Mm-mm.
So maybe this is his first stop of a few, but I don't think the Steelers are going to let him leave the room.
Nope.
And I mean, he's going to sign on the dotted line real quick when he sees they did that new paint job of the locker room.
That's door. Hey, listen. That'll make you sign.
That's a big deal.
That'll make you. You paint up a locker room, I'm in.
What's periwinkle?
You're asking me.
That's like a pink-purple mix.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you, Harry. Our house, when we bought it in 2019, the whole damn house was periwinkle. It is amazing what a new paint job can do.
Mm-hmm.
But that's bare minimum in terms of a locker room.
Is that all they did? Was just paint the locker room?
I think.
Kabali made it sound like it was like they did all kinds of new lockers.
I'll text him. I'll find out. I don't want to be passing
They didn't get new lockers. I know that.
Fake info. They didn't?
No. I saw the Broderick Jones interview. The same lockers behind them.
So there's going to be all those high school football games at Wolverina this weekend, right?
Yes.
Locker rooms there better, right?
Oh, I've never been in those ones, but maybe. Probably.
I think, safe guess.
I think Gronk donated a bunch of money, so yeah.
Gronk did?
Uh-huh.
You seen him lately, by the way?
Pictures of him.
I mean, he's bigger than me, but my man is skinny.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up next, the Browns have named a starting quarterback and the Bengals, well, friends, they've got issues. We'll go around the AFC North a little bit when we return.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I think it's got to be done. And I'm going to do it. Super Bowls! Super Bowls! Yeah! I think we might have one. I think 2 weeks in a row, it's time for it. Super Bowls! Dylan Gabriel is pretty good.
So the first clip is Ken Carmen and Anthony Lime, our brother stationed in Cleveland, being all jacked up about Shedeur Sanders. The second clip is our friends, Ken Carmen and Anthony Lime, at our brother stationed in Cleveland, going nuts about Dylan Gabriel. Well, it was announced yesterday that Joe Flacco will be the starting quarterback of the Browns. So neither of the guys that they're excited about. And Kenny Pickett not going to be the starter. Kenny Pickett didn't really have a chance because Kenny Pickett got hurt. And it seems like they were always going to go with a veteran. And so you're going to go with a healthy veteran instead of going with a veteran who got banged up. And so it's going to be Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco opening the season against Cincinnati. Joe Flacco started his career with the Baltimore Ravens in 2008 against Cincinnati.
Unreal.
It is 2025. In that game, I did some research here, Dorn, because why the hell not on a Tuesday in August? That game, the Baltimore Ravens beat the Cincinnati Bengals behind rookie quarterback Unflappable Flacco 17-10. Joe Flacco had a 38-yard touchdown run.
Really?
So I did further research, because why wouldn't I? It's a Tuesday in August, Dorn. The longest run of Joe Flacco's career.
Wow.
So his first ever game as a starting quarterback, Joe Flacco had a 38-yard run. He never had a longer run than 33 yards the rest of his career.
What did he throw for that game?
Joe Flacco, game one of his Really good NFL career. 15 out of 29, a .129, a quarterback rating of 63.7.
And I bet you he has a higher in productive game against the Bengals coming up in a couple weeks.
Well, Doran, let me tell you something about this Cincinnati Bengals defense. You don't got to be a ball knower to watch them last night and go, oh my God, that defense is atrocious.
Bad.
They hadn't paid Trey Hendrickson yet. He's going to sit out regular season games if they don't pay him. Now they're shopping him. They're looking for a young defensive player and a draft pick. We'll see if they get that. If they don't, he ain't going to play. Because that's as stubborn a franchise as there is in the NFL. With him last year, they were historically bad. Without him, they're going to be even worse. Listen to these numbers. This is what you're alluding to. So, the Bengals, first team defense, last night against Washington, gave up 16.9 yards per play.
Oh, my God.
That's a first down and way more. That's almost two first downs every play. The first team Bengals defense, Doran, has given up 24 points on four drives this preseason.
Oh, man.
Three touchdowns and a field goal. But wait, there's more. 17 of those 24 points came against the Eagles and Commanders' backups. So their full starting defense, sans Trey Hendrickson, gave up 17 points to Eagles and Commanders' backups. Dude, they're not going to be good this year. They're going to score a bunch of points. They're going to be a tough out.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think Joe Burrow, pound for pound, I think Joe Burrow, pound for pound, as tough a quarterback as there is in the NFL, as good, really, a quarterback as there is in the NFL. Are you going to score 40 points a game? Because if you're not, guess what, pal? You're going 9-8 again.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Jeez, why did they? How could you operate like that?
It's organizational malpractice. I'm not going to get too upset about it because it helps the Steelers, but it is organizational malpractice to, in Joe Burrow's, second season, you go to a Super Bowl, you are close to winning a Super Bowl, and this is the defense he's got to play with for 2 years? Are you kidding me?
Unreal.
We're all mad around here about Paul Skeens. Paul Skeens pitches once every fifth day and they haven't built around him, and that's a travesty. You've got, at worst, a top three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The best two wide receivers. The best tandem of wide receivers in the NFL. And all you can do is fire your defensive coordinator? It's a joke.
And not pay your best defensive player.
And you draft an edge rusher in round one, and you drag that thing out, and you're writing in clauses about you can't go to prison. Like, what the hell is that? That guy's got some leverage, though. Hendrickson. All you need to do is watch that game last night. If I'm Hendrickson, I say, pay my ass.
There you go.
Or this is what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize you're not game planning, and it's still preseason, but...
I mean, come on.
Come on.
I mean, that's what they were last year.
That offensive line also sucks.
Always has.
And that's the other thing. I don't think. I feel pretty damn good about the Steelers. At worst, being the second-best team in the AFC North this year. We've been doing this for years. Well, no matter what you get out of Aaron Rodgers, no matter what you get out of Mitch Trubisky, no matter what you get out of Kenny Pickett, no matter what you get out of Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, the Steelers can have no better than the third-best quarterback in the division. Who gives a rat's ass? Seriously, if you're going to do this bad a job building around your franchise quarterback, it doesn't even matter how good he is. Because you got the whole Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech thing going on. Like, Patrick Mahomes was prolific at Texas Tech. Wasn't his fault. They went 6-6. Why? Because the defense was so bad that it made your eyes bleed. You got that at the NFL level right now. I'm just not buying them. And they're everyone's darling. Ooh, they're a sexy dark horse Super Bowl pick. No freaking chance, man. I realize having a quarterback's more important than a defense, and defense doesn't exactly win championships the way that it used to.
You need something.
You got to have something.
You're right.
They got nothing. And they might not have their best edge rusher, who led the league in sacks last year. And the Browns are going to be a dumpster fire. The Steelers went, what, 2-2 against Cincinnati and Cleveland last year? You got to go 3-1 against these teams this year. You got to go 3-1. You got to find a way to win in damn Cleveland. They haven't been able to do that. And you got to find a way to split in Cincinnati. They will play the Bengals, the Steelers will, on a Thursday in Cincy. And Cincy's going to have their white uniforms, that whole deal. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. But can you win 3 out of 4? It's a big deal. And then hopefully you can split with the Ravens again and go 4-2 in the division. I want to play a game with you coming up next.
Oh, yeah?
I want to play a game.
What game?
When will Flacco get benched game? And Schefter said that they're planning on carrying 4 quarterbacks. Do we buy that? Or are they going to try to trade Kenneth Shane Pickett? That's on the way in our Around the NFL segment. But first, it's a Nicholas Harry Callis. Well, first, actually, I got to tell you, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends, tremendous friends, wonderful friends, Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Oh, let's play a little game. We're going around the NFL. Just making one stop, really. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. So Joe Flacco named the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Kenny Pickett listed as the backup. And then you've got Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders. I'm looking at the Brownies schedule now. It's not if, but when Joe Flacco is going to get benched. When do we think Joe Flacco's going to get benched?
It will be October 5th.
Against the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes, and I guess that game is overseas. Is this at 9:30?
I think they're playing in the UK. I think Steelers, Vikings in Ireland, and then I think Minnesota and Cleveland in London.
Do you know why I say that?
Because Kenny Pickett's going to play against the Steelers Sunday, October 12th?
That is correct.
See, that might be what happens. If I were them, I'd try to trade Pickett. Because what the hell is this season about? Like, actually, if it were me, I wouldn't have had Flacco be the starter. I would have had Kenny be the starter. See how that looks, because Kenny's young and was a first-round pick.
Hurt.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's probably what they initially... That's what they would have done if Kenny was healthy.
The plan was Kenny won,
yep.
And then if Kenny should fail, you go to the other two youngsters. Look, they're not going to win this year. They're much, much, much more likely to be the worst team in football than they are to sniff a winning record, regardless of who the quarterback is. That's a bad roster. And how about this for Cleveland? Like, their entire offensive line, which is old, and they didn't draft anybody this year, is going to be free agents at the end of the year. So good luck to next year's quarterback for the Browns. They're going to stink. I would have gone Kenny won, you're right, if he were healthy, and then the young guys. And just see what you have in the three young guys. Now, I know why they want to start a vet week one, because you want all your other veterans to feel like you're giving it the old college try. Can you imagine Kenny Pickett's first start as a Brown? 1 p.m. CBS, Acrisure Stadium, Steel City.
Oh, my God.
Place would be bonkers.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what the reception would be like for Kenny.
People would boo him.
Which doesn't make much sense to me.
No, but people are ridiculous.
Can you fade the music down just a little bit, Harry, please? Thank you, pal.
He would get booed.
I'm not a Pitt guy. I wouldn't boo Kenny Pickett. I understand how he wanted out. Okay? It's his prerogative. It's his career. He wasn't going to beat Russell Wilson out. Wasn't going to happen. Justin Fields came in. Justin Fields had a quarterback rating of over 90 for 6 games. That led him to a 4-2 record. They benched his ass. Kenny Pickett would have gotten an opportunity in those first 6 games. I guess if he had played well, because you drafted him in round one, maybe he would have kept being a quarterback. But if I were Kenny, I probably would have done the same thing. You're going to bring in Russ?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm. All right, and from what I've heard, that the communication was very bad with that situation. And I was like, okay, fine.
I don't
make my own decision.
Yeah, man. I don't blame Kenny for his failures as much as I blame the team. It's not all on them. Like, you have to take personal accountability. But Matt Canada was the OC. You only saw one game with Kenny sans Canada, and it looked better than he had previously looked. They didn't punch it in the end zone. There was a drop. But they moved the ball well. He threw for more yards than we were accustomed to, and then that was that. So if Kenny were to start for the Browns, I wouldn't boo him. I don't tell people what to do. You pay money for the ticket. You do whatever you want to do within reason. I personally would not boo Kenny Pickett. I don't look at him as some sort of villain.
Like people do. People think he's a villain, for sure. I mean, people are still bringing him up. Look, we're talking about him. You know, people always are going to talk about him. They would boo him.
Do you think all four quarterbacks, if they don't trade Kenny, do you think all four quarterbacks play for the Browns this year?
Play for the Browns?
Yeah. Start.
Yeah.
I think so,
That's
too,
happened,
man.
What, the last, what, last year? 2 years ago? DTR, remember? Deshaun Watson?
Maybe Watson comes in, gets a cameo in the last game of the season against Cincinnati. He was running around the other day, Norm.
Oh.
I don't think this division's going to be that tough. The Ravens are good. Bengals have Joe Burrow, but I don't think they're going to be very good. I've been steadfast on that. I never felt better than when I watched them last night. And I think for the first time in a while, right? Yeah, the Steelers are going to sweep the Brownies. All right, coming up next. Get my sheet here. Bob Labriola. No, you can hit me.
Oh, boy.
We'll knock around a lot. Mother bleeper.
That's three.
I'm halfway home. Bob Pompiani. I went with Labs. I love Labs. I do. I had many a cocktail over at Sharky's with Labs, but
any place that would have come from?
Just getting my Bobs mixed up.
Getting my Bobs mixed up. Bob Barker.
I did it yesterday and corrected myself quickly enough. The shame is that of that right there is that I gave up so quickly.
You did, and you just, yeah, you were like, go ahead, just get me.
Just get me. That's a tough one. So Bob Pompiani, again, saying he wants to see the Steelers starters in the preseason. I'm actually going to give Mike Tomlin a big-time compliment coming up next, and I think you'll agree, but I think there's more to it than we have previously discussed. So we'll get to that coming up next. Your calls as well at 412-928-9370. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 87, low of 70, clear skies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.